Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
All right. Thank you. This is Lawrence J. King in the house, your host of Book Talk Radio. And today we are fortunate and privileged to have with us a guest. Her name is Shirley McCann. She has written a book called The Scary Inn, and she is turning these books into a series about the scary inn from Frighton, Arizona. And so without further delay, let's bring our show today and discuss and talk about her most interesting books, how they came together, who she is as an author, and what she's all about. And with that being said, welcome to Book Talk Radio, Shirley. How are you doing today?
Fine. Nice to be here.
Thank you for being our guest today. And so tell us a little bit about your background. Who are you? What you all about? Your day-to-day, you know, bump and grind, what you do. You know, just let's get to know you as a person before we get to the books.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a mom or grandma. I live in Missouri. I started 20-some years ago. I started a mystery writers group here in Springfield, Missouri, called Sleuth, Inc. And we get together monthly and talk about writing, and we have wonderful guests who talk about writing and forensic things that would interest writers.
Outstanding. And do you help promote these writers and authors?
We do. We love to promote our own authors. Well, any authors, actually. I think that's what all authors need to be doing, is promoting each other. But yes, we do. When we do book signings, and we have a blog where we will promote each other, and we like to get together for lunch sometimes and talk about marketing techniques and bounce ideas off of each other.
Nice. And do you have the information to that website off the top of your head?
I did. Yeah, I did, actually. It's http://. Sleuth, Inc., and that's sleuthink.blogspot.com.
Nice. And so, Shirley, how long did it take you to become a writer, and what piqued your interest in doing so?
Well, I always wrote. I wrote in school. I just never really thought about writing, and having my work sold and read by lots of people. I kind of started with short stories, which I still do. I enjoy writing the whodunits, I guess you would call them. I've written for Woman's World, that's a national magazine, and Alfred Hitchcock, and The Forensic Examiner. It's something to occupy your time, and I enjoy expressing myself that way.
I understand. Yeah, I'm also a 10-time published author, and it takes a lot of work, a lot of focus, and a lot of discipline to get those things done.
Yes.
And so let's get into your book, The Scary Inn. Tell us how that came to pass. Sounds pretty scary to me already with that title, so let's just jump into that book and talk about it, break it down for us, how it all happened, what inspired you to make it happen, and just shoot it out there.
Well, the idea for it came when my husband and I were traveling through Arizona back to Missouri, and our car broke down in a small town called Ash Fork, Arizona. And it was a really run-down motel that they took us to. The tow truck took us there. And nothing weird happened there, but, you know, with a writer's mind, you're always thinking, what if? So after I kind of am a pantser. I don't know where I'm going when I start writing. So I just kind of started writing, and then suddenly I thought, oh, well, what's the end's name, their names? And I thought, Scary. That's kind of a play on words there. So I named the owners Dick and Thelma Scary, and the Scary Inn just kind of evolved from that.
I understand. You're also an award-winning author and a best-selling author. Need to throw that out there. How did that happen? Did you get a break? Somebody took interest in you? It's just so awesome that it just flowed that way. Tell us about that story.
Well, the award-winning is I love to enter contests. Short stories, books, whatever, I love to enter contests, and I have had some luck with that. The best-selling, it's a matter of marketing. And, you know, we all know how hard that is to do, but it's about getting your book out there, getting it read, and offering it a discount. And, you know, pretty soon it just moves up the ranks to best-selling. And that was pretty exciting.
Absolutely. And did that happen through Amazon or where?
Yes. Yeah. My books are available on Amazon as far as e-books, and only on Amazon.
And where's your books available in other locations?
In print, you can get them, of course, on Barnes & Noble's, Kobo, places like that. But they're not in the stores. I haven't been lucky enough to get them in the stores yet.
So basically, you just walk up to the counter and you say, I would like to order Shirley McCann's book called The Scary Inn, and then it will magagically appear in about a week or so at the location throughout this country.
Awesome. That's how it's done, yes.
Yes, I have the similar situation going on with my books. And they're basically ghosts until someone pays attention to them.
Exactly.
And then the ghost comes to life, and then everybody gets their book and is happy. Do you have or would you consider doing autographed signature copies of your books? And if so, how can our listening audience get a hold of you to be able to get an autographed signed copy?
Yeah, you bet. An autographed signed copy, you can just email me at Shirley J. McCann, and that's Shirley with an E, at gmail.com.
Outstanding, outstanding. So let's get into your book and talk about, you know, how you're developing a series here. That's should be quite an interesting story. So let's just delve into those possibilities and talk about, you know, from scratch to current day status, how that all came together and what's currently going on with you.
Okay, well, The Scary Inn, the book The Scary Inn is the first in a six-book series, and it kind of sets up the whole theme for the series. The inn isn't actually open yet, but it does talk about the plans for the inn. And, of course, somebody is murdered in each book. The second book, which is out now, is called The Coffin, and there are five rooms at the inn, and each room will be named something kind of macabre like that. The Coffin, the guests are going to sleep in coffin beds. The rooms are decorated accordingly, wilted dead roses on the nightstand, chalk outline rugs, and, you know, things like that that make it a little spooky. And that one is out now. The Morgue is the third one, and it will be out later this year, and the guests will be sleeping on a slab bed. Obviously, it will have a mattress on it, but the room will be decorated to look more like a morgue, with the stainless steel, you know, sinks and things like that. I don't want to get into all the rest of them because they're not planned as well yet, but there will be six all together.
In a series?
Yes, in a series, yes.
So I see you're a very busy individual, and if you didn't write, how would you spend your time other ways?
Well, I'm a big fan of the ID channel on television, the Investigative Discovery channel. I love to see how they solve the crimes. And, of course, those are all true crimes, sadly. But I could sit in front of the TV with a big bowl of popcorn and just watch that all day long. Not very productive, but, you know, that's my guilty pleasure.
So in your humble opinion, does ego hurt or help writers?
I think you, anybody has to have a little bit of an ego to assume that someone's going to actually read a book that you wrote and hopefully enjoy it. So I think you do need an ego there. I don't think you want too much of an ego because you can lose friends that way. And, you know, I have tons of writer friends and we all support each other. We're not competing against each other. So you need to hold it in, you know, check a little bit. But, you know, either way, a little bit, but not too much.
I understand. One of my biggest thrills was I actually had an individual steal one of my books out of a store.
Oh, my.
And I went, yes, you've arrived, dude. They got this. Yeah, they stole a book of yours. And that was just so funny, so bizarre, and so awesome at the same time, if you can pick it up what I'm putting down there. So the scary end, how long did that take to come together for you?
Wow, it took me a long time to come up with that. I'm not really a fast writer. Like some people can turn them out 3 or 4 books a year. I'm not that person. To get the whole thing to come together for the first book, probably a couple of years at least. The others are a little easier because I've got the theme all set up, and I kind of know where I'm going with it. But the first one, to get the whole idea, it took a little while. You know, you change things and move things around and come up with new ideas. But hopefully the others will go a little quicker.
I understand. So how did you get the idea to become a writer and an author and a best-selling author and award-winning author of fiction books? My books are nonfiction. People write about various
mm-hmm.
things. But how did it come together for you fiction-wise?
Well, I grew up in a very small town called Boaz, Missouri. We didn't have a lot of neighbors. And I read all the time, but I read fiction. I mean, that's what we did. That's what we spent our days doing. We didn't have the electronics that we have now, but I read all the time. And, you know, one day it just clicks and think, you know, maybe I can write something like this. So you start, and I started with short stories, and I did have some luck there. And then I decided to pursue longer works, and it just kind of fell together. I love it. I enjoyed it. I enjoy being with my writer friends and talking about it and reading their works. I mean, it's just a good community.
Absolutely. So I guess you would say you found your niche in time.
I think I did. Yes, I think I did. It took a while, but I found it.
And so being a fiction writer, it obviously takes a vivid imagination. Or did you personally have some experiences based upon the scary inn?
No, I didn't. Like I said, the motel that we stayed in, there was nothing weird happened. It was just old and disgusting, but nothing bad happened with it. I don't know, maybe it's because I like to watch the murder mysteries on TV or something, but I enjoy solving mysteries, so that's kind of why I went with mystery.
Nice. So plug the title of your book and your other books that will follow and give our listening audience the information on where they can pick up copies of your book, ebooks, all the information that is necessary for them to obtain your amazing book called Scary Inn and other books.
Absolutely. Like I said, you can find my books on Amazon. I also write short story collections because, as I said, I started in short stories, and I like to write whodunits, where it gives the readers a chance to solve the mystery. So I have several of those collections on Amazon as well. Also have a cozy mystery on there called Anonymously Yours. It is not part of a series. It was a standalone book. But all my books are on Amazon, or if you want an autographed copy, just email me at shirleyjmccann@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you a copy with payment, of course. And, you know, if you read, if you do read my books, the best thing anyone can do for an author is to leave a review. So I encourage anyone to do that on any book that they read. My books are also on Audible. They're on the Audible books. I can't even think of what you call it. But audio, yes. But, yeah, you can find them on audio right now. I enjoy listening to those as well. So that's another avenue that you can explore to find my books.
Like Amazon Kindle and the Barnes & Noble tablet, things of that nature for audio, yes.
Well, Barnes & Noble would be print only, yeah. I'm exclusive with Amazon for the e-books.
Mm-hmm. And so let's try to get into that book, The Scary Inn. Give us a couple of tidbits out of that book to pique the interest of our listening audience so they'll want to come in and pick up those copies of your book.
Okay. Well, The Scary Inn, like I said, in the first book, it's not the inn is not actually opened yet, but these four teenagers are driving through Arizona heading for Flagstaff, and their car breaks down, and they're in a snowstorm, and they stop at a service station, and their car can't be fixed. It's actually Christmas Eve when their car breaks down. And the owners, since it's Christmas Eve, they say, well, we'll take you to it's their relative's motel. They said it's not open yet, but they'll be happy to have you there. So they take them up to the Scary Inn, and when they go in, they realize things are not right. There's presents scattered all over the main lobby. There's the trees fallen down. The Christmas tree has fallen down. And the owners are not nearly as happy to see them as the gas station owners were, you know, had led them to believe. So they assume that it's just a joke, that they're trying to make the inn live up to its name, the Scary Inn. But when one of their friends is later found murdered, they know that's not the case, and they better figure out a way to get out of there.
Yep, I hear you. And that's an awesome tidbit, and that's a good way to, you know, pique our listening audience's interest.
Yes.
This book, The Scary Inn by Shirley McCann, are you currently working on the third book or the second book or the fourth book?
Well, the third book's out. The second book is out. It's called The Coffin. The third book I'm working on now and will be released later this year, it's called The Morgue. And the other ones I haven't really started yet, so I'll have to get busy on those, obviously. But it's just a fun series. I've always been a big R.L. Stine fan. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He did the Fear Street series for young adults, and I could just read those over and over. So I like his writing style, and I think he was probably my inspiration to even start a series like this.
Nice. And so are you out there being productive and proactive to put yourself into the social media as well as put yourself in various book signing events and things?
Well, we are working on, as a group, we're working on some book signing events. We do a few local, but we're hoping to maybe do a little traveling from here to Oklahoma and see what we can set up. I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook. Twitter is probably my favorite social media forum. I'm on there all the time, and I'd love anybody to follow me on Twitter. It's just ShirleyMcCann.com or Shirley McCann, Twitter Shirley McCann. Like I said, I'm on there all the time, but that's where I promote a lot and just talk about myself and things that are going on and talk with other writers and readers.
Nice. So how many books do you foresee coming together in this series, The Scary Inn?
There will be six of them because there are five rooms, and the first one just set it up. So there'll be a story for each room, so each of the five rooms. So we've got the coffin, the morgue, and then there will be three more rooms with someone will end up dead in each of the rooms. Someone actually dies in the coffin bed in the second book.
Mm-hmm. literary success mean to you?
I would say seeing reviews online or getting emails from readers who've liked your book, or even seeing that on social media, how much they enjoyed your book. Reviews are, that's something that writers are always looking for. It lets people know that you're reading their book, that you're enjoying it. It lets others know that as well. But even just posting on social media or Goodreads or BookBub or something like that, it's awesome to see a good review. It just really makes your day.
Absolutely, because it is, in fact, a signature of your ability.
Exactly.
So, once again, plug all your information where our listening audience can pick up your copies, get the e-books, get the audio, things going on, how to get in touch with you, all that information that you have.
Okay, well, my books are available basically on Amazon.com. Just look up Shirley McCann. Look up the Scary End series. There are a couple of Shirley McCann authors out there that are not me. But if you see the Scary End, you've got the right one. You can also buy the audio books on Amazon, or you can go to Audible.com, either one. The print books you can order from Barnes & Nobles, Kobo, places like that. Or you can email me at shirleyjmccann@gmail.com, and I will be happy to send you just order however many you want from me, autographed, and I will get those in the mail to you. I'd really appreciate that. And I'm sorry, what was your other question?
If you could tell your younger writer self anything and something, what would you tell your inner writer, younger self?
I would say start earlier. Start writing, trying to be professional earlier. Like I said, I always wrote, but I didn't foresee anything ever coming of it. I just thought it was a fun thing to do. Until I found a writer's group here in Springfield, Missouri, I didn't even know those things existed. So there were other people out there writing that, just like me, that wanted to be published, and that was a great thing to find, because I didn't realize I wasn't the only one. So definitely start earlier and get in touch with other people earlier who can help you and boost your confidence.
I understand. It's becoming a series.
Yes.
Interesting titles, by the way. What were those titles?
Right now, The Scary End is the first one. The Coffin is the second one, and it's out right now, too. The third one will be The Morgue. And the other ones are not finished yet, so I couldn't tell you their names yet.
I understand. So, when I was a kid growing up, that used to be one of our pranks. We'd call the stores on the phone, and I would tell them, King's Inn, you stab them and we'll slab them. So that falls in line with your, if you got, Prince Albert in
exactly.
the can, and they would
Well,
you better let him out because he's suffocating.
Yes.
But either way, this is most interesting. Your books sound like they're going to soar to heights of unimaginable depths.
Well, I hope so.
So in your writer's group, the people that you support and help support you, did you ever have a feeling of, how should I put this? Some people are trying to slow you down, suffocate you. What is your purpose in this writer's group? Are you the teacher, or are you just another?
We're there to support each other and help each other and give people confidence. I've never had that happen in a writer's group. Most of us have been friends for years, and of course we always make new friends because we've been around for like 20 years, but we're just all really supportive of each other. We love to get out and go to lunch or to a conference. I love going to conferences with friends, and we've never had the competition with each other because we all want to see each other succeed. I mean, I think the writing group is the best group of friends you're ever going to find, honestly.
Nice. Yeah, I've done several of those speaking engagements and been paid to talk about my books. And so at the end of that endeavor, they have an option and a choice to purchase your books. That was pretty positive. As you said, writers groups, they'll set that up for you and, you know, just bring you in there and let you do your thing. And so that's another good way to market and sell your products.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What would you say has been your most interesting experience throughout your writing career and your worst experience throughout your writing career?
Ooh. Wow, my worst. That's not going to be a tricky one. The best one would be all the friends I've made, of course. Let's see, the last couple of years ago, I went to Killer Nashville Conference. That was awesome. I went with some writer friends of mine, and that was awesome. I got to meet some famous authors there, which is a big plus for, you know, I'm a reader too. I love to read, so meeting some of my favorites are always nice. My worst, man, I can't think of anything really bad. A bad review is always sad, but, you know, you kind of have to let them brush off because you're going to get them. But I guess that would have to be the worst. I can't really think of anything bad.
Well, that's outstanding. I'm Lawrence J. King, and I keep it real. My worst experience was I had a book signing event, and I bombed. I didn't sell one book. That kind of woke me up a little bit. I was like, whoa, dude, slow down. Or move, you know, do something better. But that was humbling. But, yeah, it does happen. So that's my point. You know, you have high points and you have low points and the in-between points, and it's all interesting, and that's what makes us writers write. So what is your goal and aspiration for your books in a series? Where would you like to see this go, turn it into a movie? Long term, do you have visions about that?
Oh, sure. You know, who doesn't daydream all the time? I have a daydream where Ron Howard's going to call me and offer me a movie contract. And, you know, I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? Who doesn't want that? But, yeah, I'd love to see him on the bestseller national, not national, but USA bestseller list. You know, you've got to have dreams. If you're going to be a writer, like I said, you've got to have a bit of an ego to think somebody's going to read them and like them. So, yeah, I've got some big dreams.
Absolutely. And good dreams they are. So plug all your information one more time where people can pick up your books and get in touch with you and things.
Okay. Amazon.com is the best place. Look up Shirley McCann. Make sure you've got the Scary End series. There is a Shirley McCann G out there, and she writes children's books. That's not me. There is a Shirley McCann out there who wrote about her experiences as a nun. That's not me. So make sure the Scary End series is in there. And you can also get Audible on there or go to audible.com, either way. you can also, if you'd like an autographed copy, you can email me at shirleyjmccann@gmail.com. And by the way, Shirley McCann is S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. And McCann is M-C-C-A-N-N@gmail.com. And I would love to send you one autographed copy. And you can also find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter all the time.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So this show is about to come to a close. And so Shirley McCann, award-winning author, best-selling author, it's been an honor and a privilege to have you on my show today. And so would you like to say anything further, shout-outs to, you know, your peers, your writers group, anything before we sign off the air for today?
Yes, I would. Of course, Sleuth Inc. is the writers group, and that's S-L-E-U-T-H-S apostrophe, and it's I-N-K, obviously for Inc. And some of my writer friends that I would love to give a shout-out to would be Tierney James, Susan Keene, Sharon Keziah Holmes, Lois Curran, Nancy Daly. There's so many. I'm sure I'm going to leave somebody out. Kathleen Garnsey. There's so many of them. I have the best friends in the world. But I'd love for you to look
at
that.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, friend? She just made you famous. All right. Either way, so Shirley, it's been an honor and a privilege today to have you on my show. And with that being
said, you
go back to doing what you do because you do it so well. And I'll be signing off the air for today.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Thank you. It's been a blast. This is Lawrence J. King out of the house from Book Talk Radio, and we were interviewing Shirley McCann, award-winning author, best-selling author. She's got it going on, people, so get out there and pick up a copy of her books. Shoot her an email, get on Twitter, you know, Facebook her. I'm pretty confident that she will answer all your questions, be excited about it. And so there you have it. This is Lawrence J. King out of the house, and tune in next time when you hear me say Book Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.